Our post-game coverage rolls along here on KNIA. K-Rales, final score, Pellis 6, Fairfield 0. Here with our McCall Monument Monumental Player of the Game, and certainly his best showing this summer season after returning from injury, Tegan Hoekstra. First of all, Tegan, what does it mean just to be back out here with these guys again? 2 months ago, you had a broken arm playing in the offseason. It's been a long road to get to this point. What does it mean just to even be out here, let alone having a chance to help your team get one step closer to state?
It feels amazing. When you have stuff like that happen early on the season, it just feels good to come back and do it for the guys that it's their last year. Leave it all on the field. Do it for them.
Well, and obviously different circumstances last postseason. You had pitched all year long. You were hitting. You were fielding. This year, you tried to come back once. Your shoulder got a little sore, and now here you are back again. What does it mean just to even have this opportunity and for you, the work that you've gone through just to put yourself in a position to be on the mound?
It feels amazing. Just trusting in my trainers, trusting myself, you know, trusting the coaches. When I don't feel good, they trust me. And when I do feel good, they trust me so I can go out and show out.
So a little bit of a shaky start. Fairfield got a couple of guys on. Same thing happened last week with Bondurant, and then you settled in. Mm-hmm. What was the difference from inning one to inning two for you, and what were you doing better once you got through that first inning?
I think it was just dialing in my mechanics, using all my legs, and just having some fight. You know, first inning of hitting, it was rough, but you gotta battle, and you gotta find something deep inside to get it over.
Well, and it felt like that Fairfield lineup was really trying to slow their bats down, make some contact. What were the adjustments you and Ando were trying to make to get more of those swings and misses like you did later in the game?
Yeah, just mixing up first pitch. You know, they were swinging and missing on the off-speed. They were hunting fastball, so we could throw off-speed. And off-speed throughout the count, they rolled over, and I just trusted my defense to make plays, and they did.
For a while there, it was a one-run game. In fact, a no-run game. You know, you've been in this spot, though, especially in the postseason a year ago. How much did you draw on that experience of being in these tight games? And how did you, you know, exercise some patience knowing your guys were going to come through, but obviously had to pitch in a close game there for a while?
Yeah, it's just being mentally strong. You know, the game's never over until it's seven innings or run rule. So you just got to trust yourself and trust your teammates because they'll come out for you.
Here with Tegan Hoekstra, he's our McCall Monumental Player of the Game. 7 innings, 2 hits, 10 strikeouts. As the Dutch defeat Fairfield 6-0. And then from there, the bats finally come to life. You go into that seventh inning. You know, maybe even earlier in the season, you're getting pulled because of the pitch count. But what did Coach say to you before going out in that seventh inning, even though the lead at that point in the game was pretty well over?
He said, just dominate. I've been dominating all night. And it just feels good to have some insurance runs and just throw it right down the middle.
Hey, and then 3 strikeouts later. And, yep. And obviously, you know, big fist pump for you. And you were so excited. Again, you're probably more limited than you wanted to be this year, but how cool has it been for you to have this moment to contribute and now kind of let the rest of the guys run on Wednesday and have a chance to beat Clear Creek?
It's been amazing. So glad that I could get out even after hard times, and it's always fun to play with the guys, and can't wait for the state run and future.
Well, yeah, and if you're going to pitch again, it'll be on Monday at the state tournament. But to get there, you got to be the Clear Creek Amana team that you started the season with all the way back in May. What are the keys you're looking for from your teammates and the things that you got to do well to defend your home field here and to get to your third state tournament in 4 years?
We just got to stay within ourselves. It doesn't matter what we did the first time to them. It's a brand-new ball game. One win, you go. So we just got to be ourselves, get good at bats, and be good on the mound, play defense.
You talked about a lot earlier in this interview, talking about playing for these seniors. There's 12 of them. It's an overwhelming group. You can't miss them. They've been leaders, whether it's the guys on the field or not. You've played baseball with these guys for so long. How important was it for you to give them that opportunity here tonight, to give them a good performance and set the stage for Wednesday to see if they can finish us off and get you to Sioux City?
It was amazing. They've been such good leaders throughout the years. They've taught us so much, and they've left a good program with us.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. Wednesday night, you do not want to miss it. 6:45, our pregame, 7 o'clock, first pitch. Tegan Hoekstra, 7 innings, 10 strikeouts. Tegan, great to see you back in action.
Thank
so
you.
Much fun to see you pitch, and we hope to see you pitch again next week.
Thank you.
We'll wrap it up here from Pella High School after this on KRLS 2, Pella 6, Fairfield 0.